Okay, here's an anonymous caller in Belfast. First call of the day. Morning to you.
Hello, Stephen. This is nuts, right? After 10 weeks of what we already went through, right? With all the violence in the City Hall, and then all the politicians get together and we'll go, let's think of something else to start in the City Hall with.
Exactly.
To wind people up again. Exactly. What is the frigging point? Just why not just leave it of what happened before? Do you not learn? Do they not learn of what happened before? Why? Why start it all up again?
So whose side are you on here?
I'm on no side, Stephen. I'm just putting my point across that what is the point of doing something else with the City Hall with what already happened? Just leave it. We don't need to do anything with the City Hall. Just leave it the way it is.
Yeah,
this
so
is just starting up more.
It's okay to
again.
Exclude people, and it's okay to discriminate against people who want to see something happening.
It's
doing nothing, you're condoning the discrimination that's going to take place.
No, I'm not. No. I'm on equal sides here. I'm just saying that there's no point having a green, white, and orange in one day, a red, white, and blue in another day. What's the point? It's just stupid. That's what it is.
Who came up with this idea in the first place? How did this start?
Exactly.
Bob Stoker.
Well, it's part of the whole illumination project. The floodlighting is actually going in to save council money to reduce costs, and as part of the equality screening, someone came up with a good idea that on days for the Lord Mayor's charity, for instance, the LED lighting could be changed a particular colour. Then, as part of the equality screening, these days, St Patrick's Day, Orange Fest, Valentine's Day, Chinese New Year, Polish Independence and Gay Pride could be something that could be highlighted and celebrated. And we just wanted two other very significant...
So you can
days.
Highlight Polish Day, but you can't, Jim Wilson, highlight the Queen's birthday. Jim McVeigh.
It's not Jim Wilson, Stephen, that's for sure. Well, Stephen, look, listen, on a later note, I mean, this is supposed to be a device that we use to celebrate festivals, and that's why, for example, you've got Orange Fest, you've got St Patrick's Day, and this is done, Stephen, and your caller's right, let's not politicise this. I mean, this is supposed to be a bit of fun about lighting the city up on festival days. Yeah. This is what you do in other normal cities in the world, Stephen, right? But let me say this, look, one of the things I'm looking forward to, Stephen, Gay Pride, colours of the rainbow, that's a sign of how this city has changed. That here you have all the colours of the rainbow representing.
What did the DUP councillors have to say about that?
Well, I don't think they were too pleased about it. But listen, we're a different city. We're a better city. We're a more, despite the trouble we've had recently, we're a more open and mixed city. And that's a good thing, Stephen. Let's have a bit of fun. Let's light the City Hall up. But let's keep politics out of it. And Bob is just being silly. They're looking for something to talk about. Looking for something to do because they're a little bit irrelevant at the moment and they're politicising something that doesn't need to be.
Here's Heather in Belfast. Morning, Heather.
Good morning, Stephen. I am incensed. I agree 100% with Bob Stoker. This man, Jim McVeigh, is saying the British Queen. I mean, whether he likes it or whether he doesn't, we are part of Britain until the majority says no. You know what I mean? We are entitled to have, we can't even have our flag up at the City Hall. Now we can't even celebrate our Queen's birthday. I mean, we can't even celebrate to show proper respect to the dead in Remembrance Day in November. People from both sides fought in the two world wars, I'd like to remind Mr. McVeigh. You know, Catholics fought in the two world wars. It's proper to show the dead, you know, respect. I mean, he won't even do that. I would like to just say that I feel that as a Protestant lady, a working-class Protestant lady from North Belfast, that we are ever so slowly being prepared for a united Ireland because a bit of our Britishness is being chipped away here, another bit there. They're telling us we can't have our flag up, we can't walk here on the 12th of July, we can't walk there. You know what I mean? I am just getting absolutely flaming well sick of it.